Good afternoon from the SBS newsroom. In this bulletin, hospitals in New South Wales under increasing pressure after another record day of new COVID-19 cases. The government warning against travel to Kabul Airport from other parts of Afghanistan. And in sport, Japanese officials clash over health concerns and Olympic commitments. Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS newsroom. New South Wales has recorded its highest daily number since the start of the pandemic and a new national record with over 1,029 newly acquired COVID-19 cases. There were three more deaths, a man in his 30s, a man in his 60s and a man in his 80s who were all unvaccinated. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has announced new freedoms for fully vaccinated residents as well, which will come into force from 12 a.m. on Monday, September the 3rd. 13th. Vaccinated residents in LGAs of concern will be given an hour of recreation outdoors, provided all adults in the household are vaccinated, and this will be in addition to the 1 hour allowed for exercise. For vaccinated residents outside these LGAs, outdoor gatherings of up to five people, including children, will be allowed within the LGA or within 5 kilometres from home. Ms. Berejiklian says residents need to get vaccinated if they want certain freedoms returned.
That the condition of you participating in what will be reopening is on you being vaccinated. Because when you start opening at 70%, there are certain activities only vaccinated people can do. Because we know that whilst a certain proportion of the population is unvaccinated, that poses a risk to too many people. So for that reason, we're asking industry to dust off their COVID safety plans. And we're also working on an app in New South Wales that will allow you to sign into a venue, but also have proof of your vax all in one.
And Victoria has recorded 80 new cases of COVID-19, with 67 linked to known outbreaks and exposure sites. 41 cases were infectious while in the community. The Victorian branch of the Australian Medical Association has warned that hospitals are under pressure from staff shortages due to the outbreak. Victoria yesterday announced 350 medical staff would be flown in from overseas to assist. There are also calls to do more about the outbreak in regional Shepparton, where thousands are in isolation, placing enormous pressure on services, including supermarkets and food supply. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says Australian children aged 12 to 15 will be vaccinated against COVID-19 and that formal approval from the medical regulator is imminent. The Northern Territory today approved vaccination for children over the age of 12, with that age group set to receive the Pfizer vaccine from early September. National Cabinet will meet tomorrow to discuss the rollout at a national level. Let's go overseas now, and the WHO is at odds with China over research into COVID-19 origins. Top World Health Organization official Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove says while Chinese authorities have begun conducting studies, she's called for better transparency. China, the US and the WHO are entangled in a feud that centers on whether the virus that causes COVID-19 could have leaked from a lab in the city of Wuhan, where the disease was first detected in late 2019. A joint WHO-China report this year concluded a lab leak was extremely unlikely, and China wants the investigation to move on to other possibilities. United States officials are conducting investigations of their own, with White House press secretary saying it's President Joe Biden's top priority.
Well, I think it's well known they haven't been cooperative, right? Through your reporting, other reporting, and just the fact that they obviously have not in a publicly available way provided the data and the information that we have been requesting. I can assure you the president wants to get to the bottom of the root causes of COVID-19 that has, as you noted, has killed hundreds of thousands of Americans and wishes that there had been more done earlier on to get to the bottom of it and to, of course, save more lives.
The Australian government has changed its travel advice and is now urging people in Afghanistan not to travel to Kabul Airport to try and escape. Until now, the advice for Australians and Afghan visa holders was to travel to the airport and wait for an evacuation flight. Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says new restrictions have been issued to ensure the safety of Australians in Kabul.
Our clear travel advice is now do not travel to Hamid Karzai International Airport. And if you're in the area of the airport, move to a safe location and await further advice. Afghanistan remains highly volatile and dangerous. Be aware of the potential for violence and security threats with large crowds. There is an ongoing and very high threat of terrorist attack.
1,200 people have been evacuated out of Kabul on 6 Australian flights and 1 New Zealand flight in the past 24 hours, bringing the total number of people rescued to 4,000. Japan's top medical advisor has blasted International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach for visiting Tokyo again when the country is expanding emergency curbs to contain the coronavirus. Dr. Shigeru Omi says Mr. Bach's decision to fly into Japan again for this week's Paralympics opening ceremony has undermined efforts to persuade people to avoid travel and work from home. In response, the IOC says Mr. Bach's visit had been authorised by the Japanese government and was meant to show support for Paralympic athletes. Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the country today. A few showers about in Perth where it's 19 degrees. It's partly cloudy in Adelaide, 15. It's cloudy as well in Melbourne where it's 14 degrees. A light shower or two in Hobart, 13 for you. 13 in Canberra as well, cloudy day. A partly cloudy day in Wollongong, 18. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle. Fine weather in Brisbane, 22. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 29. And sunny in Darwin, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.